Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
That's the old man version of Chris Broussard. And yes, it is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Woo-hoo! Man, it is a Worship Wednesday. Is that what it is? It sure is. And what a program and show we have for you today here on Fox Sports Radio. And as always, we're coming to you live.
We'll do it live.
That's right. TireRack.com studios. And we are the Odd Couple broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, free fast shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be, indeed. And welcome in to the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. Great show for you today. Andrew Brandt, the former Packers VP and sports columnist for Sports Illustrated and The Athletic. We'll talk with him in the first hour. Eddie House will do some NBA. He'll be along for the second hour of the program. And also Tank Williams, the former NFL DB and Yahoo Sports NFL analyst. We'll talk to him in the third hour. But so much to do, so little time on this program. Be around, stick around for the entire 3 hours of the program.
So little time.
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
What's going on, Mr. Chris?
I apologize. I got home from doing First Things First and ate some fish that my wife cooked that was delicious. And honestly, Rob, lost track of time.
What do you mean? What were you doing?
Wow. I was just eating. And it was so delicious. I mean, this is some of the best fish. My goodness. It was
And then
fantastic.
You said, maybe I have a radio show I need to get
Well,
on.
I did. I thought it was about 6:58 Eastern, and instead it was like 7:02. I said, oh, my. So I apologize to you and the listeners for being a little bit late, but let's get this party started. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. DJ Alex Teichert is in the house. Now, Rob G is at home, so who is in the studio?
We got Patrick in today.
Patrick, okay, producing and on the updates.
Hey.
Our man, the loquacious Brian Finley.
And Chris, before we get started on this Worship Wednesday, let's send out love and prayers to Rob G, who's has a little medical issue he's going through.
That's why he's at home for a little bit.
We did the Inside the Parker podcast, which will drop later on today, Chris. And he's all right. He's in good spirits. He's bouncing.
He's fine.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. I'm also going to say, since, hey, it's a Worship Wednesday, Rob, my men's organization, the King Movement.
Yes.
We are having our national men's conference. We call it the King Summit. It's the 8th annual King Summit in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Anyone in that area, I mean, it's going to be men from all over the country. But anyone in that area in particular or nearby, come on out. It is from Thursday, March 9th through Saturday, March 11th. And we'll have Brian Dawkins, Rob, the Hall of Fame football player. He's a keynote speaker on Friday.
Who I interviewed during the Super Bowl, yep.
Yes, Jason Avant will be speaking, the former wide receiver in the NFL. And other great speakers. We got workshops on finances, career development, being a husband and a father. So a lot of great stuff. We got a hip-hop cypher and basketball tournament, 3-on-3. So come on out. You can register at kingsummit.org. That's kingsummit.org if you're interested. It's really a lot of great information and fellowship for men. So check that out, kingsummit.org. All the brothers, all the men of all races, you are welcome. So please come join us.
Awesome. And good luck with the Philadelphia Summit. Where was it last year?
Charlotte, okay, North Carolina. Sure. We've done Memphis, Atlanta, Charlotte, and now
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Next year's Cleveland. Yes, next year is Cleveland. So, all right, Rob, let's get to this NBA stuff. And Patrick Beverley running his mouth.
This is who he is, Chris. This is not shocking, right?
I'm not mad at him, but here he is on his own podcast talking about playing the Lakers twice in the next 23 games. Oh, we don't have sound. But basically, Rob, he said his goal is to knock the Lakers out of the playoffs. Rob, it's refreshing. I'm tired of all these players that, you know, they want their boy, they boys and they friends and they don't want to hurt each other's feelings. It's all love. You're going to be fine off the court. But on the court, Rob, do you think Michael Jordan had the Knicks of Patrick Ewing, had a team led by Charles Barkley, I guess the Sixers at that point in the Eastern Conference. Do you think Michael Jordan, if he had a chance to knock them out of the playoffs late in the regular season, do you think he would have wanted to do it, or he would have been like, nah, I want that Patrick's my man. I want him to make the playoffs.
No, he's trying to knock them out the playoffs.
Thank you.
That's just it. It was like our pigskin pickoff. I wanted to win. We do a show together every day. But who wants to win? I want to win. If we're keeping score, I want to win. What part don't you get? Chris, if there's no score and we're throwing the ball around in the backyard and we're just playing catch, there's no score. Nobody's going to win. But as soon as we're picking a score and we're counting new runs, and we're hitting, I want to win. I want to have the most runs. I want to score the most points. I want to get the most football games right. I want to knock down the most pins. What part don't you get?
You want to win Sources Say.
Exactly.
I want to win Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. No, I totally agree. Rob, we've golfed together. Let's just keep it real. We are both horrible.
Right.
We are both horrible golfers. However, when I go golfing, I like to win, but I know I'm typically not going to win. But you know what, Rob? I got to keep score. I might shoot 115.
No, you're going to keep score regardless.
I don't want to go out there and just hit. I can't do that, even though I'm horrible. I can't go out there and just hit the ball and not keep score. It just doesn't even make sense to me. So I'm with you. I'm cool with Patrick Beverley saying this. Here's what I want to throw at you, though, Rob. If LeBron and the Lakers don't make the playoffs, now that would be the third time in his 5 years with the Lakers. will you consider, and I look, he'll have next year with the team as well, but to this point, will you consider the LeBron James era in L.A. a failure?
I know most people would automatically say no because they won the bubble championship, and they won a championship. He came here. Obviously, if he didn't win one, then that would be a layup. We wouldn't even be doing the top.
Right, right.
Okay, right? That's the obvious. So let's eliminate the obvious. We get it. Well, he won a we know he won a championship, okay? I just want everybody to know we're not acting like right. He didn't win. But if you would have told me that LeBron James came to L.A. and he would miss the playoffs three times and make the play-in, right? Is that correct, Chris? Or the one time they – was that the play-in when they lost, correct?
I don't know about them.
Yeah, they lost to
Golden State in the play-in game. I don't know if that was the only one they need. They made the playoffs 2 out of 4 years is all I know. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, play-in's so confusing. I follow it. I like it. But,
right, but
no, I don't remember who won what little game in the play-in.
But the one they lost to – but they were in the playoffs –
they've been in 2 out of 4
against the Suns. You remember, right? That was
That was the year I believe they made that they was beat the one, Golden State to make the
to playoff. Make it in. Okay, yeah. All right. My point is, no way would you have ever imagined that LeBron James would miss the playoffs and expanded playoffs in the NBA, where 20 of the 30 teams make the playoffs, and I'm talking about the play-in. When you add those extra teams that they're in a playoff game, and I know they don't officially make it, Chris, because you got to win two of them to get to one of those last seeds. But essentially, LeBron would not make the playoffs three times in a five-year stretch, considering how well he's played personally. That's the part that I think you would be – if I told you beforehand – LeBron James would average 30 points. And you remember last year before he bowed out, Chris, he could have won the scoring title. You remember before he had a chance to win the scoring?
38-7 are his numbers, basically.
And this year, again, he's putting up historic numbers for a guy in year 20 of his NBA career. But when you look at everything that has gone on here, it has to be a disappointment if you're a Laker fan.
Disappointment and failure are two different things.
A failure.
I believe.
That LeBron James did not come to L.A. to win one championship, maneuver to get Anthony Davis away from the Pelicans, and set himself up to where he could make a run at getting the 6 championships like Michael Jordan. This will be a failure because LeBron didn't accomplish what he wanted and what he thought he would be able to do, along with the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and passing him and being in L.A., all cool, all good. But what he was able to do with the Lakers and the moves that they made and the way he played, this would be a failure when you look at his the other parts of his career.
I disagree. He came here and won a championship. The Lakers had been out of the playoffs 6 straight years or 5 before he got here. He gave them a ring. When the talk was that he was going to L.A. or wanted to go to L.A., I said, be careful. You ain't going back to Cleveland. You're not going to Utah. You're not going to Sacramento. Orlando, you are going where they win rings. Heck, you're not even going to Boston, which has one championship in what, the last 20 years or something like that? I know they have a ton historically, but they haven't won consistently in decades. The Lakers, every major superstar who's even close to LeBron's level, other than Elgin Baylor, has delivered a championship. Jerry West, check. Wilt Chamberlain, check. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, check. Magic, Kobe, Shaq, check. LeBron James could not come to L.A. and not win a ring. And I don't want to hear anything about the bubble, Disney, Mickey Mouse. Everybody was Disney, Mickey Mouse. Kawhi and Jokic and Jimmy Butler and the Celtics and Giannis, all of them were playing under the same circumstances. So it wasn't an advantage. It's not a cheap title. It was legit. And LeBron won his championship for the Lakers, so it was a success. I'd rather that. One championship, 3 times out of 5 years, you miss the playoffs than to make the playoffs all 5 years and never get a ring. And, Rob, on top of that, these are years what? 17. No, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20 for LeBron. Who's leading the teams to championships in those years of their careers outside of LeBron James? Nobody. Michael Jordan didn't even play that many years. So Kobe certainly wasn't coming close to championships at that stage of his career.
That sounds
Kareem
good.
Kareem was, but he had Magic, and he had Worthy, and he had a bunch of studs around him. He was averaging 10, 15 points a game.
But you can't believe, Chris, that LeBron, if he wants to play 3 or 4 more years and he's playing and not winning a championship, helps him at all. The longer he plays and the less he wins, the worse it looks. And I'm not saying it's going to change his legacy.
The worse it looks compared to Michael Jordan. Is he dropping below second
No, I'm just saying, but the way when you look at his career, you go back and go, even people who might want to have that narrative, it's a harder narrative if you play 24 years and win 4 championships.
If he gets to 24. He's in 20 right now.
I'm just saying, it's a harder narrative. So
when you're debating him versus Michael Jordan, I agree. You play all these years, you only win 4. Yeah, it's a notch in Jordan's column. But again, are we dropping him out of the top 3? Are we dropping him out of the top 5? No, I'm certainly not. And Rob, he's going to have so many individual records that it's still going to be hard to drop him a notch or 2. And so, nah, I don't consider it a failure at all. Rob does. What say you? 877-9905. Quickly, Rob, let me ask you this. If they make the playoffs, say they make it 3 out of 5 years, but they get beat in the first round or don't get out of the play-in, would that change your mind or it'd be the same?
It would be the same. Okay. I just think with the team that they put together and LeBron playing as well, I think people expected more. I know the people of L.A., while they're happy that they did get that championship, the last few years have been torture for people in L.A.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, the Jets are going after Derek Carr. We think, I mean, there's some sentiment out there that should Aaron Rodgers come back from his darkness retreat and say, I want to be a Jet or I want to be traded, that they'll cast Derek Carr aside and go ahead after Rodgers. Or maybe Lamar, if he's available.
We should have had, what was that West Side Story, Chris? Remember the song? When you're a Jet all the way. You know, you remember that?
I remember the movie West Side Story, the Sharks and the Jets, the gangs.
Yeah, that was the gang, the Jets. When you're a 50s, Jet, you're a Jet all the way from your first something to your last dying day. I think Derek Carr fits, Chris. I would put all my eggs in that basket.
Wow, okay.
I would.
Well, the Jets told him, reportedly, that if he wins the Super Bowl in New York, he'll be a Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer. Now, Eric Mangini, Rob, who we going to get on the show soon? He always telling you me to tell you hi.
I know. He was on the first day. He's doing good.
Yeah, we'll get him on. He's doing great. And he brought up an interesting point today. He said, why in the world would the Jets tell him that? Because now Derek Carr's agent should be like, hey, you think he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? Pay him like that.
Right.
Don't be offering us $37 million a year.
You know what I would say?
First ballot Hall of Famer.
I would say, yeah, as soon as you're a Hall of Famer, we'll pay you when you win that Super Bowl. Not before. We're telling you what your potential could be. Yes.
Do you think this is
asinine? If you won a Super Bowl.
There are some that think this is ridiculous. Because obviously, to this point, Derek Carr has not been
a Hall of Famer, even close. I think it would vastly improve his chances of being a Hall of Famer to come to, what do you call him, Chris, a moribund organization.
Yes,
to take a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl since Super Bowl III, right? What did we just have, Super Bowl 57?
Is that 1969?
1969 is when the Jets won the
Joe
Super
Namath.
Bowl. And that was a huge one. It was a big. It was the one that forced the merger, Chris, with the AFL right. and the NFL, right? Because right. the Jets beat the Baltimore Colts, who were a legendary franchise and great team. I think the Jets were 16-point underdogs. I mean, like, nobody thought they could beat the Baltimore Colts. Nobody. Except Joe Namath, who right. made a very famous prediction. And Joe Namath. That's what made him a made man. That's what they're selling. You know what I mean? You go look at Joe Namath's stats. Chris, they're not great.
Well, of course they're not. Were, the stats back then are
no,
are
I got it. But
yeah, his numbers aren't. I know, unfortunately, Rob, people are looking at his numbers today and going,
Not
what?
Based off today, but even in his era.
He had more interceptions than touchdowns.
The only thing
He had 100. He had many more interceptions. He had 173 touchdowns, Rob, in his career.
And 210 interceptions.
220 interceptions.
And this
almost,
is what I
almost
say.
Every year he had more interceptions. In fact, oh my gosh, every year except his rookie year, he had, which was in AFL, he had more interceptions than touchdowns. But and even that year was close.
But he's a Hall of Famer because he won a big game, and I get what the
but
Jets
But also because the numbers, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
back then.
I'm trying to say. And the other thing
but
he does
right,
have,
that
Chris.
That was his claim to fame.
He was the first player in the AFL to throw for over 4,000 yards. He was
right.
the first one. That's right.
His third year, yep.
Yeah, you asked for Joe Namath. What did he do? He threw for 4,000 yards when they didn't throw the ball like that. That was big.
Right, right.
That, absolutely. And winning the Super Bowl in New York with that organization. And I do believe that if Derek Carr were to really come to the Jets, have some good years, get them to the playoffs every year, Chris, and then they, you know, cap it off by winning a Super Bowl, he will get major points, and people will look at him as somebody who was the missing piece who turned around a franchise that had been nothing but losers for decades. I mean, that's the way it would be portrayed.
Yeah, see, I agree. Look, do I think at the end of the day Derek Carr is going to make the Hall of Fame? No. Do I think he's going to lead the Jets to the Super Bowl? Super Bowl win? No. However, in the spirit of the question, Rob, if he goes to New York, and to your point, he's 31 years old. Let's say he plays lights out for the next 5 years. And I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying something unrealistic. But let's say he plays really well, Rob. His numbers are great. He's, you know, again, not a top two or three quarterback, but he's between 5 and 10. Like, he's really playing well. The Jets are consistently making the playoffs. And then one of those 5 years, Rob, they win the Super Bowl. I think he could make the Hall of Fame.
I do, too.
He's already been a Pro Bowler 4 times. Eli Manning, who probably will be a Hall of Famer, has made the Pro Bowl four times in his 15, 16 years.
Yeah. Eli won 2. I do not see how they're going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame, Chris. Especially, he beat Tom Brady and the Patriots twice. People can look at his regular season. I'm telling you.
Yeah, regular season, he wasn't great.
No, but those two are huge against that guy and that team.
Right.
I do.
Derek Carr's regular seasons are very comparable with Eli Manning's. They're
really
better than Phil Sims. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying Manning didn't have a year here or there that might have been better, but over the course of the – yeah, absolutely. Because he didn't have the defenses that Eli had. But anyway, I agree with you. I think a lot of people think this is crazy. And I don't think it's going to happen, but yeah, if he wins and plays well for a long stretch, he could be in there. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Hour number 3 on the way. You know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, Odd Couple.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part of. Wait, he's still on the line. Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
Listen
to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. Tank Williams, former NFL defensive back, now an NFL analyst for Yahoo Sports, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And Rob, another former player who's now an NFL analyst and more, LeSean McCoy, who is now one of the co-hosts of Speak, formerly Speak for Yourself. He's on FS1, actually right after my show, First Things First. And he has been outspoken, Rob, particularly against Eric Bieniemy, who, as we all know, despite being the offensive coordinator for two of the Chiefs' Super Bowl wins, their last two, their first two in, what, nearly 50 years, he has caught flack from McCoy. He's not been able to get a head coaching job. He had to go to Washington just recently to become their offensive coordinator and call plays, which he didn't do for the Chiefs. And if that goes well in Washington, the people think he could prove himself and get a head coaching job. But McCoy, Rob, has been very negative about Bieniemy. Now, remember, McCoy played for the Chiefs when Bieniemy was there. And here's what he said about Eric Bieniemy. What's his value? What makes him a good offensive coordinator? The problem is a lot of these people that go on social media, he should be the guy for the job. They haven't played there. I've been in the rooms where he's coaching and he has nothing to do with the pass game at all. When the plays are designed, that's Andy Reid. When you talk about offensive coordinators, I can tell you what makes Brian Daboll with the Giants a very good coordinator. I can tell you about Andy Reid or Doug Peterson. But Eric Bieniemy, what makes him good? When we watch the film of practices and we correct the wide receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks, he doesn't talk in there. Andy Reid talks in there. That's some strong stuff, Rob. Now, several of the Chiefs players, former players, took issue with LeSean McCoy's comments. Jamal Charles, who's the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher, was a tremendous running back. He said this about McCoy on Twitter. "I have to disagree with you, Shady." That's LeSean McCoy's nickname, Shady. "Bieniemy coached me 4 years. I learned so many things from Eric Bieniemy," called him EB, "and I still keep in contact with him. A great husband and father. He deserves to be a head coach." Tyrann Mathieu, Rob, another former Chiefs player, the safety, he said, "Man, you effed up with it." That tweet was retweeted by several players. He said, former Chiefs, here's Tyreek Hill. He said this about McCoy, Rob. He said it's personal with LeSean and Bieniemy. He said, "Shady is mad because Eric Bieniemy told him, tuck that ball." Remember, when LeSean was in Kansas City, he had trouble with fumbling. He lost two costly fumbles in two of their losses, and then his playing time was cut down, and he wasn't even active, Rob, for the Super Bowl win.
And you know he was sick
year.
Over that, Chris. Can you know what that?
Not even active?
Right.
Because McCoy was a really good running back in Philadelphia. Right. So, yeah, so that's the situation. And what are your thoughts? I mean, basically, I mean, certainly Tyreek is saying that this is personal with LeSean, so you really got to take what he says about being to me with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I mean, this is where we talk about it all the time, Chris. It's not that he can't criticize Eric Bieniemy. He can. That's not the issue. We want people, if you're going to be an analyst and you're going to critique people and you have insight, you were in the room or whatever. But, Chris, this is why, and I tell people this all the time. There's a difference between us and them, and I hate to use that term. There is. We don't have a horse in the race. We didn't play in the league. This is the same group of players where 120 of them didn't vote for LeBron James to be rookie up to be on the All-Star team, Chris. That's personal. How could you look at basketball in an exhibition game and not vote for LeBron James? That's personal. Right. That's why you have to take some of this stuff with a grain of salt. And the same way when people overpraise other guys. Dan Orlovsky was the backup quarterback in Detroit with Matthew Stafford. Chris, he went overboard the other way for Stafford. Oh, Stafford should be in the Hall of Fame. Where's that talk? Do you see what I'm saying? He's friendly with Matthew Stafford. And there's nobody to push Shady pushback. Where's the pushback? When Shady says that, Chris, that's fine. But what would be great was, is this personal because you got benched and you weren't active in the Super Bowl? Or you lost your playing time?
Thing.
Like that has to be addressed.
And I'll
to
say
at
this,
least know, Chris, where people, so that if people have that, then they can decide whether this is real or is this, should I take this with a grain of salt because he has an axe to grind? If you don't know that, you might just buy into it and say, well, Shady played for him. He knows he's a bum. And that's what all the anti-Eric Bieniemy people are running with. That's what they run with because Shady said it.
Yeah, and look, it's you were generalizing because all athletes aren't like that.
I didn't say
Charles
all.
Charles Barkley lost his friendship with
and that's
Michael
why
Jordan
most of the players hate Charles Barkley, though. Right, because he's
Kendrick
honest.
Perkins was a teammate with Kevin Durant and was critical of KD. And that caused a little tension, a little beef between those two. So there are players that, you know, will do that. And then, Rob, there's media members that do the bidding sometimes of agents, right? And they're players. And because it's a good source. So it's not all black and white like that. But your point is well taken. If you are whether you're a former player or just a fellow panelist, maybe you didn't play in the league. If Shady McCoy says what he says about Eric Bieniemy and you're on the show with him, you could bring up, well, look, you were in Kansas City. It didn't go well. You know, they benched you. You were fumbling a lot. You weren't even active for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Does that have anything to do, Shady, with your opinion? And so, like you said, Rob, then he can clear it up. No, absolutely not, whatever. Or, yeah, you know what I ain't feeling, dude. Yeah, I didn't like that.
No,
so,
right.
And like
and
you
then
said,
way,
then we can make our judgment of whether or not you're telling the truth.
Exactly. Then we could feel like, okay, then there's a root from this. We haven't heard this from other players, just Shady. I don't know anybody else on the record. Chris is very, very you don't hear players bash coaches like that. Most of the players who bash a coach publicly is because something didn't go right when they were there. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't hear that. So if Shady would have played, Chris, played in the Super Bowl, they lost that Super Bowl, but played, and played well, and that was his take, it would sound different, wouldn't it? It would just feel different. If he was in the Super Bowl, didn't fumble, and played well, and he still had bad things to say about Eric Bieniemy.
I hope, and I don't know, but I hope, and they won it in 2019, you know, the game played in 2020, but I hope, Rob, that Shady is not, like, that this is not personal. And I don't hope that because I don't want Eric Bieniemy to get a job. Obviously, I want him to get a job. Because I don't have to believe what Shady's saying, right? You can hear out enough guys that are supporting Bieniemy for you to easily be able to say, nah, I think Shady's wrong.
Right.
But I hope, Rob, he is not doing this for personal reasons. And here's why. One, it's just cold-blooded, right?
Chris, but absolutely two, cold-blooded if to stop somebody from getting an opportunity.
Well, that's the thing. He's being used.
Right.
By those who don't want to hire Eric Bieniemy.
Yes.
They don't care a dang thing about Shady McCoy. They may just not want to hire Bieniemy. And we and others have said it's because he's black. And they can say this black player
that's exactly
saying Bieniemy don't know what he's doing. So look, if Shady really feels that way for purely objective reasons, fine. But if you just are upset because he didn't play you, and now you're allowing the establishment, if you will,
to use you
to keep another black man down, shame on you. If 100%. That's the case, I don't know that it is. But
No. 100%. I would say shame on you if that is it, and you're denying and publicly denying a man an opportunity because of something that happened with you. You're better off, Chris, staying out of that.
Yep.
Just staying out of that.
If you know you can't say because you're upset that you're going to say something that's foul and it's not deserved, you just want to get back at him, then just stay out of it.
Just stay out of it. You don't have to endorse him, Chris, if you don't believe it. Am I right? That because I have nothing. I can't endorse Eric Bieniemy or I have nothing to say.
I don't have any comment on it. You know.
That's it.
He's in the interview. Right. Just stay out of it. And here we will say this, Rob. Shady has been very outspoken about other players.
He called Dak ass. You remember that?
He tore through Dak Prescott. And so Shady just does say he's not afraid to say what he wants to say. So maybe these are his true feelings. I don't know. I hope he's not doing this for personal reasons.
The only reason that it's hard to believe that, Chris, and his criticism is because of what happened with him with the Chiefs. You can't tell me as a player, you just said he was a great player with the Eagles, to not be active for the Super Bowl is the ultimate slap in the face.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, again, I don't know, but somebody should ask him that when he says that on the show. I don't know where he said it, but he should be asked about it. So can we, you know, are you really telling the truth? Are you being objective or is this personal? Just that's it. All right. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Did Shady McCoy's criticism of Eric Bieniemy feel personal? And what are your thoughts on athletes in the media as a whole? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.